Charleston.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
But it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Rafe Judd coming up at 5:25. We'll talk a little NASCAR. Till then, more of your phone calls. 843-721-9500 is the number to call here on this All-Star Tuesday afternoon. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby G, your Furman man. You were so kind to put it on there about former Furman head coach Bobby Lamb. Furman just put out a press release. Current Furman head coach Clay Hendricks just had his contract extended.
I did see that. Yeah, good for him. He's a good coach.
Yeah, they didn't say how many years it was extended, but and let me add that too. Let me share this with you, if you'll let me. Clay Hendricks' coached offensive lines have produced 6 Jacobs Blocking Trophy winners, 6 in the Southern Conference. That's pretty high cotton, Bobby.
Yep, that's pretty good. Furman's got a good coach in Clay Hendricks. They really do.
Yeah, Clay. Hey, Clay's a good man. But listen, appreciate you. And I swear y'all been eating that dog food again, messing with that macaroni and cheese stuff.
Thank you for that. Oh, back to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
I call it the Fan Dave. I really call it the Fan Dave because if he says North Korea, it could be North Korea because Dave picked the winner of the Super Bowl. It's you that can't understand. You don't realize the man's blind. He can't see. It's like you after you have too many crowns. You can't see, okay? If he said North Korea, it's North Korea. He wouldn't know the difference if it's North Korea or North
what
Korea.
What does it have to do with it? What does it have to do if he can see or not? I said Central will play their home games at 2 o'clock except for the September 18th game against North Greenville. And that game will be at 6 o'clock.
You might not have said it that clear.
Why do you have to be able to see to get? And why would anybody think the Citadel would play North Korea in football?
It's a military school. Might want to play another military school. It might be coming from overseas.
We should just play all the dictatorships. We could play all the dictatorships.
All right, I'll get back to the food thing.
Get some of those countries in the Middle East, Cuba.
Yeah, why not?
Cuba Citadel could be huge.
That'd be a star study.
We could play it in Miami.
Absolutely.
Who puts mustard on watermelon?
I don't know. Not me.
I never heard of that. I had people in over the weekend, bought some fresh, beautiful cantaloupes, cut them up and everything, and they wanted a salt shaker. I said, we don't have any salt shaker in this house. I brought them Texas Pete and some pepper. If you want to really ruin it, do it the right way. I don't understand this with people. Salt on cantaloupe or watermelon?
I've heard people put salt on watermelon, yes.
Why? Why would you do that?
It brings out the juices.
Oh, well, do you put lime in your Crown and Coke?
No.
It brings out the juices.
I got enough juice.
All right, well, just remember, I was the famous one that had Zima and Chambord, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, thank you very much.
We got a poll question. Do you plan on watching tonight's Major League Baseball All-Star Game? Right now, 59 people have responded. 61% said no way.
Mm. You know,
39% said absolutely. I mean, there was nothing else on tonight.
Yeah, let's be fans of the game. Let's all watch the All-Star game. It should be a good one.
I said this in the first hour. I think it's BS what baseball did, pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta.
Absolutely.
I'm still going to watch the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Do you think Major League Baseball is going to know if you don't watch the All-Star game because you're unhappy about it?
Right.
Because it really only affected people in the Southeast.
Yeah, because we were all kind of planning on like, oh, that'd be a cool thing to go
to. Yeah, I was planning on going.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Southeast is, you know, the Braves' footprint is way more than just the state of Georgia.
Oh, absolutely.
It's South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, right. Mississippi, Tennessee.
Yeah.
It is a regional team.
Right. Especially for South Carolina, because we don't have any professional sports teams. So we grab on whatever's nearest, and everybody down here, it seems like, is a Braves fan.
And TB, I mean, if you may not know that we're a Braves affiliate, and that's probably the only reason I know that. The Atlanta Braves have more affiliates than any other sports organization in the United States.
Wow, really?
More affiliates than any football team, any basketball team, any other Major League Baseball team. The Atlanta Braves have more affiliates than any other sports team in the United States.
That's wild.
It's the South. They have their footprint on the entire Southeast.
Nobody's a Tampa Bay
Rays
fan.
And Major League Baseball came in and just pulled the game out of Atlanta and affected a lot, including myself.
Yeah, absolutely. You're deeply.
I was not going to be here today. I was going to the All-Star game. I was going to take a couple of days off, vacation.
Have a little weekend in Atlanta. Weekdays in Atlanta. Hot Atlanta.
The boss man and I were talking about going.
Mm.
And then they came in and took it out.
They took it right.
You know, they just didn't plan that All-Star weekend in a week.
No.
I mean, there was a lot of people put a lot of hard work in there.
Absolutely.
A lot of people. Yeah, it's going. I mean, businesses are going to be affected. A lot of people could have made a lot of money and stuff like that. But you go ahead and hurt the economy. Just go ahead because I'm just saying it again. The Atlanta Braves had squat to do.
Yeah.
Squat.
Exactly.
To do with the voting rights bill in Georgia.
Nothing. Zero.
Nothing.
Absolutely zero. I will watch it, though, because, you know, our boy Shohei, I got to watch him every time he's on the screen, since we don't get to watch him enough on here on the East Coast.
I mean, why not? He's not going to pitch very long. You better be there at 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
He was in a home run derby. He'll probably bat. Or he'll be out of the game, and he may not pitch for an inning, maybe two.
Yeah, they won't. At the most. They won't do that. They won't have him for a couple innings. They'll switch it out pretty early.
The introductions. You get to see Freddie Freeman out there. You get to see Ozzy Albies. I don't know if Acuna will be there or not because of his injury. He was supposed to start tonight. Whit Merrifield, is an all-star from the Royals. I mean, there's a lot of good reasons to watch the All-Star game.
Absolutely, yeah.
The introductions is like one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, it's just a cool spectacle to see the best players in baseball come together and play. It's just like the NBA All-Star game, you know, even though people don't like the Pro Bowl anymore. I mean, Pro Bowl, same thing. You have the best players in their respective sport on the field. It's a good thing to watch.
And it is the best of all the All-Star games.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't stand the NBA All-Star game, even though I'm a huge NBA guy, which might come as a surprise to you. And I can't stand the Pro Bowl, so this is the good one.
And the NHL.
I don't know. I know a couple guys. Can't pronounce the other names, even though I'm usually good at that.
Well, the point is, the scores is like 15-13 or something.
Yeah, exactly. The MLB All-Star game is what the scores in all MLB games should be. It needs to be heightened a little bit more points, fellas.
So, you know, great crowd last night for the home run derby. Should be another great crowd tonight. But again, the game should be in Atlanta, Georgia tonight, and it's not. And that sucks, Major League Baseball.
What about next year? Where's it going next year? Are they giving it back to us?
I don't know.
They should.
I have no idea.
Bobby Harden has anything to say about it.
Did they ever play the NBA All-Star game in Charlotte?
No, they did not. They moved it.
So, and the thing about it is, pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta will not affect anything to do with that voting rights bill.
No, nothing. It's all.
It just made people mad.
Yeah, it just made people from the Southeast frustrated.
It made people mad.
Absolutely.
People, and that doesn't seem like very smart business.
No, not at all.
Again, the fact that they play 82 or more with the Braves, because the Braves couldn't make the playoffs, they have no problem playing their regular season games in Atlanta, in the state, with the same voting rights bill But you want to pull the All-Star game out.
That's why the whole thing's confusing. It's like normal games were still being played in Atlanta. Yeah. So why did we have to take this one away just because of...
I'm going to watch it.
Yes.
I don't like the fact that it's in Colorado. I think it should be in Atlanta, but I will definitely watch the game tonight. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Augusta opening up a homestand here in Charleston. They'll be in town all week long to take on the River Dogs. I wonder how the River Dogs players like how they're doing this year. Everybody gets Monday off. You're either on the road for a week or you're home for a week playing the same team. And, of course, all that came about because of COVID. It's probably cheaper to do it this way. I wonder if that's something that will stay next year and in the years in the future. Again, if you missed it, Rob Manfred said he doesn't think seven-inning doubleheaders will be part of baseball in 2022. And he also says the stupid runner on second base in extra innings is probably going to go away as well. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, this is Rodney. What's going on?
Hey.
I found out for you because I checked last night because I was interested. They're playing in L.A. Dodger Stadium next year, but I think the next 3 years after that is to be announced. So if the Braves are going to get it back, that would be their window to try to get it back. But to me, I don't know if they have a strategy other than canceling it when they would reschedule, but that's their window of opportunity to get it back. I know you went to L.A. for the Super Bowl and don't really care about going back, but that's something to consider. I was going to throw it out to you. If you had a way to get out there and you didn't have to worry about the expenses, would you go back to L.A. to get to see the game in Dodger Stadium?
I really wouldn't.
Oh, okay. Well,
actually, the Super Bowl was in Pasadena. Pasadena is nice.
Right. Oh, gorgeous.
Pasadena is nice. L.A. is a dump.
Anywhere outside of L.A. is gorgeous. Beautiful.
Right, right. Well, I knew it was there in the Rose Bowl. That was, with the Cowboys and the Bills. But when I saw Dodger Stadium was the location for next year, I grew up being a Dodger fan. I don't remember what made me choose them, but I pulled for all of the LA teams. But I remember back, of course, you probably do as well, when the Dodgers, the Braves, Cincinnati Reds, Giants, and all those were in the same division. I don't know who thought that up, but it used to be. If you ask somebody now who didn't grow up knowing that, they would look at you strange, saying, what are you talking about?
Hey, Rodney, are you up for president of South Carolina State now?
That's a little too rich for my blood. I can be a Bulldog supporter, but being the top dog is that's too much of a headache.
Come on, you can do it, Rodney. Come on.
Well, the person who they have as the interim, he has a good pedigree to probably be the next president. I remember him, but I can't remember exactly the time frame. But I have met him. He's a past alumni president and everything as far as the D.C. chapter. So he has a distinguished military career. So they didn't pick a slouch as far as being the interim, but unfortunately can't give you the exact detail what was the straw that broke the camel's back,
right,
so to speak.
Well, I think it was more attendance than anything else. Rodney, I got to run to break, man. Always good to hear from you. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Moore Park eastbound on the Wando Bridge, some debris being reported. Traffic is moving okay in the area there. We do have reports of accidents if you're traveling in Mount Pleasant. 41 at North 17 and John Dillegard at North 17 out near Wando Crossing. A stalled dump truck inbound to Mount Pleasant on the Ravenel Bridge. Not causing any major delays, but of course, do be careful as you travel. Heavy traffic on those major routes home as you try and travel that way, so definitely use caution. Traffic is brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Weather. Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny with a high around 87. Patchy clouds tonight with a possible late shower, a low around 75. Partly sunny Wednesday with a high around 88. Looking ahead, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s through the weekend, with scattered thunderstorms returning next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
If you've been hurt on the job, don't count on your employer's insurance company to do what's right. They may deny some of your benefits, leaving you stuck with the bills, or force you to choose between working hurt and getting fired. Call the Joy Law Firm. We're one of South Carolina's most experienced workers' comp law firms. Let us fight for the workers' compensation benefits you deserve. Because your claim matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Have you missed working in the medical field? Have you been wanting to make a difference in our local community? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical unit. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career. It's their calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manning was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manning Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way, who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manning Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Resting up for a long, long night, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling all right when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Is that the one with Uncle Cracker?
You betcha it is.
Huh?
Of course it is.
Okay, that's not a bad song.
No, it's a great song. Sun goes down.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, listen, can you tell me, is that Citadel North Korea game, is that going to be a home-and-home series?
Or it's going to be, yeah, home-and-home, yes.
Hey,
We do have to invade...
Shane Beamer's doing this year so far.
Do I know?
Shane Beamer. What do you think about the job he's doing so far?
Well, I mean, he appears to be doing good. I mean, he certainly generated a lot of interest in South Carolina. As I always say, we have no idea how these players that he's signing and committing. Nobody's signed yet. That's one thing. People can still change their mind. But it looks like he's making quite the impression out on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, I mean, he really hadn't had a full year, right? I mean, he's short year, and I mean, he's got a lot of alumni, supporting and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, you can't ever tell 2 or 3 years down the road, but yeah, so far it doesn't look too bad. Maybe next year, he'll have a a much better year.
Right. And again, I think I've said it several times on this show, I think Shane Beamer's biggest challenge will be to develop the players he's got there now.
Right, especially quarterback.
Right.
Yeah. All right, man, appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. If you need that car wash, take that thing over to Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 North in Mount Pleasant. They are a full-service car wash. They do detailing as well. You can check out all their services at cactuscarwash.com. As we always tell you, stop in. It's locally owned, so one of the owners is always there. Philip is always there. He's an owner. He's got that floppy hat on. Ask him about that $39 a month unlimited car wash special they got going on. He's over at Cactus Car Wash right across from the town center in Mount Pleasant. Again, Major League Baseball draft is over. And again, it flew by today. But several South Carolina and Clemson players drafted today. South Carolina junior college signee Andrew Baker. He went in the 11th round to the Phillies. Clemson pitcher Mac Anglin went in the 13th round to the Nationals. Wofford pitcher Hayes Heineke went in the 13th round to the Cardinals. Clemson pitcher Davis Sharp, 13th round to the Indians. Charleston Southern pitcher R.J. Pettit, 14th round to the Tigers. 14th round, South Carolina pitcher Daniel Lloyd went to the Orioles. Clemson pitcher Carter Redfield, 14th round to the Reds. Coastal Carolina pitcher Alaska Abney, 15th round to the Indians. South Carolina pitcher Julian Bosnick, 16th round to the Giants. USC upstate pitcher Alex Garbrick, 17th round to the Phillies. Clemson catcher Adam Hackenberg, 18th round to the White Sox. And Clemson signee Will Taylor, drafted in 19th round by the Rangers. But again, he has already said he will be going to Clemson. Daniel Brooks, Bishop England star, he did not get drafted. He is headed to the College of Charleston. These figures are from yesterday, the first 10 rounds. So we'll update them on tomorrow's show if these figures become available. But 80% of the players drafted in the first 10 rounds played college baseball.
Oh, wow.
260 of them played Division I, 8 Division II, 1 played in NAIA, and 10 played in junior college. The first 10 rounds, 63 high school players were drafted.
Wow.
As far as you go by state, in the first 10 rounds, California had 31 players, Texas 24, Florida 17, North Carolina 16, Tennessee 13, South Carolina had 12, Louisiana 11, Alabama 10, Mississippi and Ohio had 9. Florida and Texas Tech had the most players taken in the first 10 rounds. They had 7 players apiece. Arkansas, Louisville, and South Carolina, they had 6 players taken apiece. Tennessee and Vanderbilt and UCLA, they had 5 players taken apiece. So just a couple of notes there. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little NASCAR with our good buddy Rafe Judd. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Car accident? Because getting more matters? Just call Joy. If you've received a quick offer from the insurance company, don't be relieved. Be suspicious. You can bet it's not enough. Not by a long shot. At the Joy Law Firm, we've gotten clients 10, 20, and even 50 times more than the insurance company's first offer. That's serious money that you can't afford to do without. Because getting more matters? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston. Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
In 1915, Baker Roofing Company was founded on the promise of always good work. Hi, I'm Matt Johnson, General Manager of Baker Roofing Charleston. When our founder opened his shop, he hung a sign in the window that stated, "We shall do good work, at a profit if we can, at a loss if we must, but always good work." For quality roofing, log on to bakerroofing.com. That's bakerroofing.com.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
ESPN 98.9 has made it easier than ever to listen to your favorite sports. Head to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the free listening app right now for access to all your favorite shows and Gamecock sports. Download the app, listen, and enjoy. This free app is just another way to stay connected to Charleston Sports Station, ESPN 98.9.
Powered by the Curry Law Firm. Real lawyers, real results. 843-767-5284. 843-767-5284.
Get ready for Lunch with Luke. Ugh. God, that's so corny. It's the Morrow Midday Show, 12 to 3, each and every day here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM. We'll see you there.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
Your experience matters. At University of Phoenix, relevant life experience and eligible transfer credits can help you earn your degree faster and for less. In fact, undergrads who apply these credits, on average, save about 1 year and $11,000. Get the credit you deserve for time spent in the classroom, on the job, and in life, and see how much you can save at phoenix.edu. That's phoenix.edu.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Time to talk a little NASCAR with No Show Rafe Judd. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing well, Bobby. Thank you.
What are you up to?
Very well. Busy, of course. But first of all, I want to congratulate my friend Jamie Lee. Won this week in my car at Dillon Motor Speedway. I had finished second a few times, and well, there you go. The first time the car wins, and where am I at? On the sideline.
Were you the crew chief?
Yes. Well, my dad was. I was the second in command, but my dad says go. So it was pretty cool. You know, it was fun to see the car win, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, there you go. You aren't in danger of like Kurt Busch, of losing your ride, are you?
I'm sure that that it's probably on the line by now.
Oh, man, come on. You're Rafe Judd.
Yeah.
You're a radio star. You give them more advertising than anybody.
Well, we are racing this weekend in Florence, so that's cool. Back-to-back weekends. We're going up there to practice on Friday. We got a shop day tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have a good run again Saturday night. And then I had a glorious time this morning doing this young man, Brandon Lorick, and his friends are putting together. They're doing somewhat a documentary about Somerville Speedway. So I took him out to where the racetrack was, and we kind of walked around the neighborhood with the neighbors staring at us like we all had 40 heads. And got to relive some great memories. So that was really something. I was very, very proud to be a small part of that. And man, I hope this thing turns out good. It's a story that should be told. It was a very important place here in the Lowcountry for racing and sports. It was just a staple, and it's just a shame that it's gone and somewhat forgotten. But I think this young man is going to pique some interest of a lot of people and be able to really kind of put the eyes where they need to go and remember our history and where things came from.
So is there nothing left of Somerville Speedway?
No, it is nothing. I mean, I only cried twice this morning, which was funny to me. But no, man, there's nothing. There's not a memorial. There's not a street name after anything or anyone or nothing. It's just a crying shame. Or even when, as you pull into the entrance, it would have been so cool to have had something right there. And man, it's just you know, never say never. And it would be awesome if maybe we could put something there. I'm sure that it would take a act of Congress and the good Lord to get something like that done now. But maybe this documentary will help, and we can try to put something together and memorialize that place properly.
All right, let's talk about this past week. Friday night, we had the truck race in Knoxville, Iowa. Austin Hill was your winner. Kyle Busch won his fifth straight Xfinity race in Atlanta on Saturday. And brother Kurt Busch won Sunday the Quaker State 400. Marco Andretti, he won the X race at Stinger Speedway, beating out the local kid, 17-year-old Luke Finhouse. So pretty good round. I watched the end of the truck race Friday night after the Braves game, and I ain't gonna lie to you, it was just a sea of stupidity at the end of that race.
Thank you for saying that, Bobby. It was the 24 hours in Knoxville all day long, or all since the race. Some people are saying some terrible things about the racetrack and NASCAR and this and that. That ain't nobody's fault but the drivers, you know. I can tell you this. If I would have been in that show, I would have been taking some names and rewatching some film. And by the time this season ends, I would mark and make sure I paid every one of them back. I mean, them guys, it was a good show. It was a great race going on. And then it turned into the 24 hours of Knoxville and guys running over guys and just being, I mean, it's like they all lost their minds at one time. But and some of the guys with really good dirt experience just acted like they were out there playing bumper cars or something. But it was a shame, and I hope that the whole thing gets another opportunity, because I really thought it was cool, except for maybe the last few laps. What it reminds me of, Bobby, is watching college basketball in the playoffs when you start having a foul fest. I mean, if you're going to show that crap, no one wants to see it. I mean, what's the fun in that? It's nothing. It's silly and it's sorry.
I think whoever, I cut it off at the fifth restart. I said, I mean, this is just stupid, and I cut it off and went to bed.
Well, and you know, I had the thing taping and while I was watching it, and I fell asleep, and I rewatched it, and, of course, it ran out by the time the thing ended. So I tried to – I don't even remember if I rewatched it. I was just disgusted as well because I love truck racing so much. I love dirt track racing. It was a good marriage, good show, and the drivers just killed it.
Yep, Kyle Busch continues to steal money from lesser-funded cars, so we won't talk much about that. Kurt Busch, that was a...
One thing about that. I think this might be it, Bobby. You might not ever have to worry about that again.
Good.
A, B, he ran his teammate over to win. C, in his post-race interview, he was very apologetic and very humble about what had happened and how it happened. And then D, at the end of the race yesterday, that this is why Kyle Busch isn't my favorite driver anymore.
Yeah, he was a Kurt Busch won. So that was actually a pretty good race in Atlanta, and we'll talk more about the racetrack and your thoughts on the changes and stuff like that. I watched the X race on Saturday night, and I think I texted you on Saturday night. I mean, I'm going, you got Marco Andretti, and you had Tony Stewart, and I get it, it's racing and everything, but why are you roughing up this 17-year-old local boy? I didn't get that.
Yeah, I would have thought that when you get guys like that out there on that racetrack,
the kid ran
and
good.
Where they come from in racing, man, good, hard, clean racing is what is the makeup of the Midwest. All the great drivers out of the Midwest, most of them, they came from that old school style of racing. Dick Tricklin, those guys would race 3, 4, 5, 6 nights a week. Same car and have to work on their own stuff, and I don't know. That's not used to what you're seeing coming out of the Midwest, and I would have thought that there would have been a little bit more patience and a little bit more professionalism. I like good hard racing. I don't mind a crash. I think Paul Tracy is an idiot, and I think Haley Deegan got unfairly penalized for her part in that deal, but he cut down right over the cross of her nose. I don't know what Tony Stewart was thinking, but I don't want them to turn this series, because it's really good. It's got a good base into a demolition derby, and that's what we wound up with. But man, I love that little tiny racetrack, and I thought the cars were putting on a great show. So again, the drivers start losing their minds.
Well, let me ask you this: Kurt Busch wins yesterday. I think we ran out of time. We didn't talk about Trackhouse Entertainment buying out Chip Ganassi Racing. Both Kurt Busch and Ross Chastain, last years of their contract. Did that win do anything to get him a ride with Trackhouse next year?
I don't know about Trackhouse, Bobby, because it's a startup team, and they probably need they got Suarez. I'm sure Kurt Busch would bring a whole lot to that team. Everywhere he's ever been since he straightened his act up, he has elevated whatever team it was. And he's driven for a lot after he got fired from Penske. He won a championship at Roush, got fired from Penske. He went to the 78 car, the 51 car. He's made his rounds. He's won races in equipment that you would never imagine you could win in. I think his record speaks for itself. If I was Trackhouse, I might be paying a little bit more attention to Ross Chastain, who I think's got a really bright future in this sport, and I would probably pick Chastain over Kurt Busch. If I could get Kurt Busch part-time, I think he would help elevate that team, yeah, and I think he could offer a lot to Suarez and Chastain and help those guys grow. There's so much knowledge that man has, not just racing, but understanding the cars. And think about this for a moment, Bobby, that we're going to be in a brand-new race car next year. So there's a lot of things that Kurt Busch would be able to bring to any team to help those guys try to maneuver through. He's been in several cars over the years where they've changed this and changed that, and I think that there's no other driver, maybe Kevin Harvick, one of those guys that are racing Ryan Newman right now, that would have a lot to offer. But I think these guys are, or and Kurt wants to race. I think Kevin Harvick is probably a year away, I don't know. I think I would pick the young guy over Kurt Busch, but Kurt Busch could probably go anywhere he wants at this point in a decent ride if a seat is available. I hope, you know, if it comes down to it, Ross Chastain will just have to sit down. But I'd love to see Kurt Busch in those new cars. He's got a lot more gas in the tank, and I was just sitting there pulling for him as hard as I thought. Me and my daddy both. It was so cool to sit and watch those two guys battle.
Yeah, we're talking about Kyle, but I mean, Kurt, you made a good point. Kurt Busch really has changed his image. I mean, he was not the best person on the planet, 5 or 6 years ago, but he seemed like a pretty good guy now. not so much with his brother. Kyle Busch not happy with the way Ross Chastain raced him. I didn't think it was blocking. And you would say, you know, it's almost like Kyle has never raced before. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And the problem with that is Ross Chastain did one thing. They called ahead and said, listen, Kurt's going to be on the bottom here and on the top there. All we're asking you to do is give him a lane to race in. So when he moved, he was moving out of his teammate's way, not in the way of Kyle Busch. It just so happened that Kyle Busch was running a different line on both of those. So I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what Kyle Busch says. Ross Chastain did zero wrong. If he had to do it again a million times, I would hope that any driver would do the exact same thing. You know, it wasn't a team order. It was he asked nicely, I'm going to take the bottom. Will you give me a lane to race in? And the man gave him a lane to race in. It's not Ross Chastain's problem that Kyle Busch was choosing a different lane. That's just the way it worked out. And that's where you need to be a man, have character, and have integrity. And sometimes Kyle Busch forgets about all that. He should have congratulated his brother. Then he could have got aggravated at Ross Chastain and moved on with his life.
Well, there you go. Can you hold on or you got to go?
No, I'll hold on.
You good to go for another segment?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we don't have one more. So I'm going to put you on hold and we'll come right back to you. We got to take our final break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Car park eastbound on the Wando Bridge. Some debris being reported. Traffic is moving okay in the area there. We do have reports of accidents if you're traveling in Mount Pleasant. 41 at North 17 and John Dillegard at North 17 out near Wando Crossing. A stalled dump truck inbound to Mount Pleasant on the Ravenel Bridge. Not causing any major delays, but of course, do be careful as you travel. Happy traffic on those major routes home as you try and travel that way, so definitely use caution. Traffic is brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny with a high around 87. Patchy clouds tonight with a possible late shower, a low around 75. Partly sunny Wednesday with a high around 88. Looking ahead, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s through the weekend, with scattered thunderstorms returning next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 8 at night and Sunday 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant at the Charleston City Marina on Lockwood Drive. That means one of the best views in the city. When diners write reviews, you'll always see words like great views and good food. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.
Signed, sealed, and certified, Starling Chevrolet has the largest selection of certified pre-owned Chevys in the Lowcountry. Trucks, sedans, SUVs, and more. Find new roads at Starling Chevy, Mount Pleasant, or online at SouthCarolinaChevy.com.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero, medication managed.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you.
I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home.
You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back with my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo.
Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to you. Fan Dog, final segment of the day here on this Tuesday afternoon. Talking NASCAR with our good buddy, Rafe Judd. Atlanta is going to change now, Rafe. They're going to redo the racetrack. I don't know if the drivers are against the changes or more against the fact that nobody talked to them about what they were going to do.
Well, I've been kind of, that's been a pretty good story, Bob. Here's my take on that. Them guys begged, they came out, said they was going to take and repave the racetrack a few years ago. And they talked, I think Jeff Gordon was running around holding the flag, no, don't pave it, don't pave it. Because it does offer good racing, but then racing kind of sucked the last few times. This past weekend was awesome. But the thing of it is, you got to be very careful what you ask for. So they decided not to repave, and if they would have just let the guys do what they had to do, we'd have been 4 or 5 years in now, and it wouldn't have been an issue anymore. So it doesn't matter whether you build a brand-new racetrack or you're going to redo an old racetrack. The driver's input for certain things that in regards to safety, in regards to particular things on the racetrack, you can listen to what they have to say, but if I own the racetrack, I'm going to do it how I want to do it. And if you're contracted to take and race there, you're going to race there. I don't care if you like it or not. What I care about is that I'm putting a good product on the track and that there are their fans in the seats and my TV ratings are fair. If I can accomplish all three of those things, I really don't care what a race car driver has to say one way or another. I would love their input if it's something positive that'll try to make things better. Now, with all that said, Bobby, that's a slippery slope. What they're going to do to the racetrack is they're going to add four or five degrees of banking. They're going to narrow the racetrack. They ran this through several programs and did an iRacing deal. And we're going to have a brand-new race car. They're going to use a very special aggregate to pave the racetrack with different polymers in the thing to try to replicate a racetrack that's going to be hard on tires and that type of thing. But most importantly, the input that they do need is from the people who manufacture the tires. So, man, there's so many variables and so many layers. And some of the comments that I heard a couple of the drivers say were really, at the end of the day, asinine, in my opinion. I mean, you build it and they'll come. And you go out there and you try to figure it out and you try to be the man at that racetrack. And, I think that's what's going to happen. I think that if you give them a chance and quit some of the whining and the carrying on so and be more positive about a change. I mean, your whole life's getting ready to change with a whole brand-new race car. So what difference does it really make if California is going to be a half mile and Atlanta is repaving and reconfiguring? We've seen this so many times, it just would seem to me it would be old hat. I can see where some of the drivers might be put out a little bit on some particular issues. But at the end of the day, what difference does it really make? You'll go out there, your crew chief, your engineers, and you as a driver will figure out the fastest way around the racetrack. And so don't worry about it.
All right, coming up this week, we go to Loudoun, New Hampshire. Xfinity race, 3 o'clock Saturday. Cup race, 3 o'clock on Sunday. Then we take 2 weeks off for the Olympics. Not that NASCAR is a part of the Olympics, but the network is going to be full with Olympic coverage. So we'll take about a two-week break there. I saw something interesting today. Jeff Gluck, who covers NASCAR for The Athletic, had a long article. And in the article he said, Atlanta marked the first intermediate track since Hendrick Motorsports changed the noses of their cars after NASCAR urged / nudged them to do that after Nashville Super Speedway. Are you telling me that NASCAR asked Rick Hendrick to change his cars because they've been so dominant? Because that's what I read.
Well, I think a suggestion was made.
Well, no, Bobby, I tell them hell no.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. I'll make this short. NASCAR changed the way they tech the cars after Kevin Harvick and the Fords ran so good last year. And if you're smart and you're the sanctioning body, you're going to find out. They take those cars back to the R&D center and they find out why. And believe me, somebody knows why those things were that much better than everybody else. Circumstances set aside.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying what they were doing was illegal? Or what you were saying is because they were so dominant, they wanted Hendricks to change it?
I'm saying what they caused the Ford guy, the Ford camp, and the ones that were working in a particular area of the car and found something, and then all of a sudden it got taken away, and now the new noses all of a sudden were the deal. I think that there was a suggestion made, and this is only an opinion. There's no fact here that you probably should do this, and this is going to make this better, and we'll move down the road. That's my opinion on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's just coincidence, but the Hendrick cars weren't near as good as they were this weekend as they have been after these changes urged by NASCAR was made. I don't understand what's going on.
It's convoluted. It's hard to explain. The same thing that the Fords had last year, and maybe Denny Hamlin, I don't know, and the same thing so far this year, maybe NASCAR's got ahead of the curve where they have left something out, or they may have ran amok somewhere in the rule book or somewhere of what everybody was doing and left a tiny little advantage on the table, and now they need to put it back where it rightly needs to be, is back in the drawer. Those things happen from time to time. We've seen it throughout racing. The one thing on the side that aggravates me is guys work really hard and spend millions of dollars to find an advantage, and then the rug gets ripped out from underneath you. So the sanctioning body has got to walk on a nice edge of trying to keep everything as fair as they possibly can, put on a good show, and, you know, fill everybody's pockets with all the money that they're spending. You know, results and wins and sponsorships, man, that makes this whole sport turn. So I'm not calling any kind of conspiracy or anything like that, but that sanctioning body's got to make dadgum sure that everybody is getting their piece and everybody is getting the same opportunity as the other guy has. Racing is a very tough sport, and Charlie Powell taught me this, and I can't believe I'm getting ready to say this, but you need a dictator when it comes to a sport like this at the very top. If you give any racer just a quarter of an inch, he's going to take the whole inch, and the next thing you know, your division or your sanctioning body or your division is going to be in shambles. And it doesn't take long for it to happen.
Real quick, while we're there, we might have to revisit this next week. We're in the studio. Was Rick Hendricks doing anything illegal?
No, not according to NASCAR's rule book, no. Then, I think they may have found something playing outside of all that, the same thing that what the Fords were doing last year, and NASCAR caught it quicker this year than they did last year. That's what I'm saying. And they suggested to them, you know, if you don't want to have a bigger problem, we figured this out, and we don't want you tinkering in this area no more. That's what I believe, but I could be wrong. But I've seen this dog and pony show, or this horse and pony show, a long time ago. Well, more than one occasion. And I think they just had the opportunity, NASCAR did, to get ahead of it and made a suggestion.
Yeah, well, we'll revisit that next week a little bit, because that just doesn't sound right. But, all right, who do you like Sunday at Loudoun?
With all this mess about all that, I say Kyle Larson comes back and shoves it right back down NASCAR's throat, wins another race.
There you go. All right, man. Well, hope you'll be in next week. If not, we'll call talk on the phone. But you have a good week, and we'll talk to you then, okay?
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you next week, or I'll be right there sitting beside you.
Okay. All right. Appreciate everybody calling. Appreciate everybody listening. Don't forget, you need to get down to the Citadel bright and early tomorrow. Get those Citadel North Korea tickets.
Have to get them. They're going to go quick.
They're going fast. Everybody have a good night. Enjoy the All-Star game.
ESPN 98.9 has made